You're listening to My Peeping Life Podcast. Welcome to episode 21 on My Peeping Life Podcast. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody, no matter where you are in the world and no matter what time it is, welcome. Thank you for being here with me. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy and this is my favorite place to be, my Peeping Light Podcast. So, thank you for joining me, thank you for tuning in, thank you for listening. I appreciate every single one of you, those of you who have supported me from the very beginning and those of you who have just started supporting me now. Thank you for listening and thank you for being here and welcome. Today we are going to be covering the word potential, just a word that has followed me around most of my life. And it continues to follow me, so I decided let's just have a segment on it and just have a quick chat and discuss your potential, my potential, and just the general potential of the world. So, My Peeping Light Podcast, my name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and I will be right back. Thank you for listening. As most of you already know, most of my podcasts are based on the blog posts that I write in my page, tamstermay.com. Now, that is where I pour my heart and soul into my writing. And this is where I pour my heart and soul into finding my voice and growing my potential. And so I created My Peeping Light Podcast because I feel like I have so much to say. And I know that you express yourself differently in writing than you do with speaking. And I feel that because I'm able to do both, and there are different types of expression. So I wanted to identify my potential and I wanted to move forward on it and try and turn it into something that will benefit me and benefit you in the long run. So I've been growing my potential and identifying my potential, and this word just will not leave me, I promise you. Since I was young, you have so much potential. Oh my word, you know, it's been following me. And you know, I do understand and I do realize, yes, and so I am looking at all the skill sets or all the gifts that I've been given, and I am trying to maximize my potential at this point. So today we're going to talk about this word potential, and we're just going to have a quick chat about the post that I wrote on tamstermay.com. But first, let's have a read. Let's go through the post, and then we will have a quick chat. So I'll be right back with the post. Okay, I'm back, and I'm Tammy Lynn Murphy. This is My Peeping Light Podcast. I'm about to share with you my blog post on potential that I wrote on tamstermay.com, my website, where I share my life, my heart, and my light with you through writing. Please pop in if you're keen to have a read, or if not, stay with me here and have a listen. With no further ado, let's get to potential. I've been really focused on learning for the last 2 weeks, looking up what I can to fill me with information about everything that I'm curious about. I've grown in many ways, and in just 2 weeks, throwing myself into what I love doing has made me feel alive. So, what does this mean for me? It means that I know better now and I have to do better. I can't fill myself with knowledge and not apply it to my everyday life. Not anymore. I think this is the gap that most are missing. People are knowledgeable but afraid to apply their knowledge. Fear of failure is a paralyzing thing for many, and fear of rejection too. It stems from that part of you that never wants to feel rejection again or never wants to feel stupid again. We have fears based on our previous experiences, and we tend to act on what is in front of us based on the knowledge or the emotions felt in the past. While this has kept me safe, up until now, it has also held me back from growing into my full potential. Potential. Such a powerful word. It means having or showing the capacity to develop into something in the future. It represents latent qualities or abilities that may be developed and possibly lead to future success or usefulness. Potential. I have this word thrown at me so many times that I can't even keep count. Every time a different thought would enter my mind, sometimes arrogance, sometimes insecurity, and sometimes hope. It just depended on where I was emotionally that day. While others may see potential in you, it means nothing until you can identify that potential within yourself. Why am I writing about this today? Well, the roots have finally set, and I am beginning to show signs of life where once there appeared to be nothing. I finally had a moment where the information has turned into an application. Applied knowledge is power. I've been hearing this saying repeatedly the past 2 weeks or this week by about 3 different people and from 3 different countries. It makes sense if you think about it. There's no point knowing how to meditate but never doing it. There's also no point knowing how to change your health situation but never applying the knowledge to improve your health. And there's no point understanding what you want without actively pursuing it. If you aspire to be something or someone, you have to actually use your knowledge and skill set to be that person. If you don't have the knowledge or skill set to be the best version of yourself, then you must dive into finding the answers, acquiring the knowledge, and then doing what you need to do to get to where you need to go. Not everybody is going to support you either. And some may think you have completely lost it. This is fine. Let them live their lives how they choose, and you keep living yours. The biggest thing holding us back from our dreams is people. What will they say? How will they feel? What if they don't like it? What if they reject me? People are the number one reason for most of my dreams being squashed and written off. I have always felt that they have a say in what I do with my life. I'm now at a point where I see how people should never have had a say in how I choose to live my life. It's my life after all. The audacity of me ever feeling like I had a say about how my friends chose to live, or even my family. What craziness lies in this thought? People who want to control other people are doing it for self-preservation. They need to keep you on their level in order for them to feel worthy and successful. Once you elevate yourself to a level that they cannot understand, then they retaliate. They are threatened, and they will do everything they can to bring you back down to a level that they can understand. Don't let this happen. Instead, stand your ground, elevate yourself to your fullest potential, and then lift others up, teach them, help them, and advise them on how you found your way to destiny. I have not reached my fullest potential as yet. I've just begun my journey. But as I learn and grow, I have every intention on sharing the lessons along the way. I look around me and I see so much pain, internal pain, in the hearts of those that are trapped in their pain, in their past. I see pain in the hearts of those that are desperate to free themselves but don't know how. This is why I write these stories. This is why I share myself. Because I know what it feels like to be trapped and not to know what to do or how to do it. Keep searching for what's in your heart and it will find its way to you. It's not hopeless. It's not impossible. It just takes time and perseverance. It takes bravery. It takes action. And it takes focus. Love and light. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and I have just read a post from tamstermay.com called Potential to You. Now let's have a chat right after the break. I love the fact that I get to know myself better the more I read, the more I write, and the more I do these podcasts. I find little things about myself that I didn't actually know before. And this for me is growth. Seeing something that you do and making an effort to change it, or acknowledging that you do it and understanding that you need to make an effort in the future to change it. And, you know, I wrote this post from my heart, as I always do. And as I wrote it, I realized that I was sharing that I too wanted people to stay on my level at some point. Not everybody is on your level. And the reason why I speak about people trying to keep you on their level for them to feel a certain type of way is because I was those people at one point in my life. Because in order for you to feel, well, not necessarily everybody, but in order for them to feel, or at that point for a person to feel understood, in order for them to feel equal, they need you to be on their level. And if you're not on their level, they're going to fight for you to be on their level because that's where they need you to be. It's a difficult thing, because I remember when people were higher than me, or people knew more, lived differently, and I just wanted them to be like me. Like, why couldn't they just, you know, come back down, or you know, why did they have to go away? Or, you know, and you fight, you go kicking and screaming, you want these people to stay in your life. And so the reason why I can say that people that have not grown with you are going to try and pull you down, it's not because they don't love you, it's not because of anything else, but that's where they are and that's all they understand. And as soon as you remove yourself from their level of understanding, they're going to try and fight you at every turn because they don't know better. They don't know more. And if you know more, you have to be the person to try and lend your hand out and stretch your hand out and lift them up with you. And then, of course, it's up to that other person whether they're going to take your hand or not. So the reason why I can relate and I can say people are going to try and pull you down is because I was one of those people trying to pull others down around me to keep them where I was. And then once I freed myself from that and created a better understanding and realized that this word potential that's been following me around really is within me, I really do have it. There is so much potential, but not only in me. There's so much potential in all of us. We're all born with potential. Potential lives in the core of our being. We have the potential to be everything that our heart desires and everything that we dream of. It's inside of us. It's just a matter of taking action. It's a matter of preparing and acting on the thing that you dream about and taking steps, baby steps, giant steps, whatever type of steps you can take towards that thing. And, you know, when I say knowledge is power, and I said I've heard this by so many people over the past 3 weeks from all over the world, and all doing courses on self-development, self-improvements, and knowledge is power. No, knowledge is, applied knowledge is power. Yes, that's what they said. Applied knowledge is power. So knowledge is potential power, applied knowledge is power. That was something that I've heard from people that I respect and admire. And funny enough, this thing is sticking with me. And when words stick with me, or when a specific phrase sticks with me, then I know that that is the thing that I need to focus on for myself. Because yes, while there may be knowledge, and while I may have a lot of theoretical explanations about certain things that I need to do in my life, applying them is always the most difficult thing for me. And so me taking baby steps towards awakening the potential inside of me, towards realizing that I can and that I will and that I should and that it's always possible and that I should do everything that I can in my power to get to where I want to be and where I see myself. And even though sometimes when I look at the situation of life now, where I feel, you know, if I let go of one thing, I'm going to lose, you know, the comforts that come with that one thing. And then if I pursue another thing, as much as I, it's uncertain. It's taking a chance. But we are taught to take chances. We are taught so many different things. We're taught to jump. We're taught to live. And I'm passionate about this specific topic today because for years, my entire life, I've been living with this potential that I've never applied, that I've never realized, and that I've never even tried to awaken. And for the first time ever in the existence of me, I finally see the rewards of awakening your potential. Yes, there are challenges, but the rewards are so much better. I hope for you that you realize your potential, that you understand that you have potential, and that the things that you're drawn to, the things that you dream about, and the things that you know you are deep down inside that keep niggling at you, that keep coming back to you, that keep reappearing, those things, those little notices, those little pop-ups that come up like, you know, I wish I could. You can, and you should try, and you should believe in yourself, because you have to believe that you have the potential to be whoever you dream to be. And you have to believe that you can awaken that potential, and that you can realize that potential, and that you can turn it into reality. You can turn it into life. You can turn it into your joy and your experience and your existence. We all have potential. It's inside of all of us. And my wish for you is that you realize that potential inside of you, that you awaken it, and that you take actions towards turning it into reality, turning it into your everyday life, and just making your dreams come true. We can, we should. Let's do this. Let's get up and let's apply the knowledge that we have already. Let's do the work that we need to do to make our lives better and to be the people that we wish we could be, that we dream we could be, and to live the lives that we wish we could live and that we dream to live. It's all possible. Everything is possible. Just start doing the work today. Nothing worth having happens overnight. Everything worth having takes time, takes effort. And I just wish that we would all realize it, and that we would all start making the efforts today just to take one step towards awakening our potential. My name is Tamilyn Murphy, and you are listening to My Peeping Light Podcast, the place I love to be the most. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your time with me. Time is important. Time is valuable. And I appreciate you sticking with me and allowing me to share just a small piece of your life with you by giving me some time. I will be back, episode 22. And today, I am grateful for you. So see you soon. See you on episode 22. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your support and for your love and for your light. My Peeping Light Podcast, Tamilyn Murphy. Thank you for being here. You're listening to My Peeping Light Podcast. I absolutely wish that these podcasts could survive from love and fresh air. But nope, apparently, it's money that makes this world go round, not love. I would really love to spend more time on these, but unfortunately, bills need to be paid, and I have a day job. So, if you believe in me and the work that I do here, in my writing, please support my podcast or my blog by making a donation or becoming a sponsor in some way, shape, or form. Let's be real though. Not everybody can, and that's okay. Your loyalty and following means the world to me. I absolutely love that you're here. So please continue to support me by just being here too, and listening or reading and commenting and liking and just spreading the love with me. Everyone is important, especially here and to me. Thank you. You're listening to My Peeping Light Podcast.